Hello, welcome to our pre-show for today, the 11th. And we're actually doing a pre-show before the show because today's an encore show and we got a really interesting one. Larry Grover, and we found out about Larry's ex-wife, Carol. She's married a guy named Reed Balava, who's a Kern County Democrat. Larry's a Kern County conservative. So I don't know, that must be some fireworks happening there. And then we have a Jay Santos classic. What is Jay talking about? Hold on, man. Jay Santos is doing something, man. Something absolutely unacceptable. I forget what the hell it was. Let me get to the show logs here, man. Because we just wrote the show log. Jay, this is from last year. Oh, it's Larry Grover. That's what. No, I already said Larry Grover. Jay Santos is in the classic. He says you can't blame the Cincinnati cop for shooting the unnamed black kid. You see, Cincy cops come from northern Kentucky and are hillbillies who are too stupid to know the difference. Oh, boy. We really got into it back in those days, didn't we? We really got into it. You know, here's the thing. People don't really understand. You were paid back in those days when radio, talk radio, was really hot before Phil Hendry came along and completely destroyed it. I'm only partially kidding. You had to draw attention to your radio station. You couldn't just sit there on your fucking thumb and just mumbling along about the conservatives and the Democrats and the this and that. You had to do something to set a fire under people, man. Draw people to the radio station. Who's this fucking guy? What's this radio station? That's what we did. I learned how to do that. And I knew, I always knew that was the job, but the first station let me do it was WIOD in Miami. They encouraged it because they knew. WIOD Miami knew. People don't come down to Miami to talk about motherfucking politics. People go down to Miami to party. At least that's the way it used to be. I don't know what the fuck they do down there now. I can only imagine. But there was a time in the 90s, you'd go to Miami and you partied, man. My favorite part of town was South Beach. I liked to go there. Even though the people down there, even the food servers were all kind of, had their noses in the fucking air. Honest to God, I used to get shit from valets and stuff, which is fine. It's not hanging me up or anything, but I'm just saying, it was a fascinating part of Miami. It was a total tourist area, but also locals went there. In fact, that there was a local neighborhood there where people lived. They came in to the beach there. Everybody got fucking drunk. You could walk up and down Ocean there. Ocean Collins was the one street in. and fucking people watch like a motherfucker. And it was a gas. And you stop into this place to eat, stop into this place, have a bite to eat, stop into this place and listen to some fucking Brazilian band going nuts, stop in another fucking place and see. Speaking of drag queens, Jesus H. fucking Christ, these motherfuckers today would have a heart attack. Back then, they had a place called China Smith's. Anybody from Miami remember China Smith's on South Beach? All the waiters there were dressed as chicks. They were all drag queens. And halfway through the food service of the evening, they break into a fucking show. Was anybody offended? Fuck no. It's fucking entertainment, man. The only motherfuckers, I think the only motherfuckers that get offended at that shit, like, secretly want to suck a dick. I swear to fucking God, I don't know what their fucking problem is. Honest to God. It's a bunch of guys dressed as chicks, acting goofy, and they were also the waiters. You tell me, man, of all the fucking shit to get nuts about. Okay, so we're all done with that. I'm all done talking. You're all pissed off at me now. A lot of you guys, are you? I hope not. I'm just running my mouth. It doesn't mean shit. Oh, my God, I'm fucking tired. I've been beat. This whole thing we're doing, selling this property and trying to get it organized, somebody's buying, it's really fucking tiring, man. It tires the shit out of you. Everybody's on the move these days. Everybody that I know is on the fucking move. Buying a house here, selling a house there. Everyone's moving around. They really are. Just heard from my cousins today, my beautiful cousin Fran and my beautiful cousin Elaine and my handsome cousin Paul, who turned 80 fucking six and looks great. Honest to God. Paul, I can't believe it, dude. 86. God damn it, I got to get to Canada, man, before, everybody is gone, man. But while I'm in Canada, you better believe I'll be looking around for a place to fucking live. You know, I'm sort of being facetious, but I'm kind of, I'll take a look and see what, you know, maybe rent an apartment up there. You know what I mean? Why not? Why not live part of the year in Toronto? You know, just kind of get the vibe and kind of vibe everything and go see some CFL games and watch the fucking Raptors and watch the Maple Leafs and, you know, hang there at the beaches, hang with my cousins because I won't, you know, I won't be seeing them for much longer, man. Poor Franny, she lost her husband 2 years ago. Jim was a nice guy, hell of a nice guy. And when they came to Vegas, Franny and Elaine are great. They're two sisters. They love hanging with each other. They go to Vegas. They love to go to Vegas. And I got them, and thanks to Frank Jr., thank you, Frank. Frank Zadoris Jr. got them passes to see the Cirque du Soleil, the latest Cirque du Soleil, which was really fucking rude, but apparently they love the shit out of it. But I saw them and haven't seen them since 2019. That's when we went up there with this wonderful lady I knew, Tracy. Talk about just sort of star-crossed, just two ships passing in the night. Anyway, enough. My fucking throat. All right, brothers and sisters, here we go, man.